So this is not what I initially intended on recording today, but we now know the reason behind Eric Almirola's sudden disappearance from the BetMGM 300 entry list. And speaking of the Xfinity Series, if you stick around with me long enough, we'll preview their race at Nashville this weekend. Of course, though, the big news this morning, Eric Almirola apparently was indefinitely suspended following the Charlotte race, which again, he was supposed to compete in for Joe Gibbs and Joe Gibbs Racing on May 25th, the Xfinity race. Almirola, after retiring from full-time Cup competition last year, signed a part-time Xfinity Series deal with JGR, won at Martinsville, an emotional win. I've barely or hardly ever been as happy for a driver winning a race as I was for him that night, seeing him come out, celebrate with his kids. Today, his reputation, although I still like him, I still think he's a good guy, his reputation is going to take a hit today because there was a weird rumor floating around that week and that following week after that race. Why did Ty Gibbs run that race? Why did Eric Almirola not get in the car when he was scheduled to? And there was some rumor, I don't remember if it was on Reddit, Twitter, somewhere out there in this toxic wasteland that we call social media, that said Almirola was involved in a fight with Bubba Wallace. And everybody just kind of blew that off, said, oh, tinfoil hat. Wake up this morning, and it's true. Although, rather than some people thinking Bubba Wallace was the instigator, it was Eric Almirola, according to this article in The Athletic by Jordan Bianchi, that was the instigator in the fight. So there's not a whole lot of details about what caused it, but what we know is that Eric Almirola, reportedly in a competition meeting with Toyota teams, JGR, 2311, was the instigator in a physical altercation, a fight between himself and Bubba Wallace. This caused Almirola to be removed from the entry list for that weekend's race at Charlotte, and in turn caused an indefinite suspension for him from Joe Gibbs Racing. He will return to competition for on July 20th at the historic Indianapolis Motor Speedway. That suspension, according to Bianchi, is set to be lifted soon. So, I mean, I don't know. Is there a lot to unpack here? I mean, there's not too many details. We don't know what the fight was about. There's no use in speculation because we're wrong. We don't know. I mean, the only people that truly know what happened are the people that were in the room where it happened. Remember that before you go, shouting off conspiracy theories, Bubba Wallace this, Eric Almirola that. Dude, these guys are competitors. They compete at the highest level of racing. They get heated sometimes. It happens. I don't remember the last time there's been rumors or a confirmed report of anything like this in a comp meeting. Because comp meetings are usually pretty calm. They're usually pretty just lay the land. Let's go over the races. What did we do bad this weekend? What do we need to fix? What are we looking for this weekend? It is a little weird to me that Cup drivers for 2311 and Toyota and JGR drivers for JGR would be in the same meeting. But I mean, Toyota, they're alliance, or they have an alliance, they're closely aligned. So I mean, it makes sense, I guess. Almirola and Wallace do kind of have a history of beef with each other. There's, again, unconfirmed rumors on Twitter about a text that Almirola sent to Bubba that he didn't like. But the main thing that I remember is last year at Charlotte, the Coke 600 member, I think Bubba either put Almirola on the fence or vice versa. And there was a little fight there on pit road. So that was interesting. I think at the end of the day, this just boils down to maybe frustration. I don't know. Maybe there are underlying things there. Maybe there are past histories these guys couldn't get over. We know Bubba Wallace at times has had an issue with his temper, obviously. I mean, Las Vegas 2022, there's been a couple other instances, but at the same time, Eric Almirola's had his moments too. Charlotte last year, getting out, shoving Bubba a little bit on pit road. So I think at the end of the day, this is just competitors, a little fire in their belly, and it spilled over. Not that it's acceptable necessarily. I don't mind the decision from JGR to suspend Almirola. I mean, you're a part-time Xfinity guy. You're retired from Cup racing. If this was the other way around, and I'm not saying that should have anything to do with it morally, ethically, right? But if this was a Cup driver going after an Xfinity driver, would he get suspended indefinitely? I don't know. But when it's a part-time Xfinity Series driver going after a full-time Cup driver, I kind of understand that, saying, okay, you could have hurt Bubba Wallace where he's not able to run a race and then maybe misses the playoffs or whatever. But I don't know. Just kind of a weird deal. Again, we don't know what happened. No use in speculating. I mean, I know I say that I'm hypocrite. I just said maybe something spilled over, but I'm not trying to say like Bubba was angry about a text. Bubba was angry about Charlotte last year. Bubba said that was calling Amarole out on talent. I've seen people saying that. Like, we don't know. Just be quiet. Don't speculate. I mean, there's literally no point in speculation here. So all we know are the facts, and the facts are the facts. Amarole up, suspended. That suspension is going to end soon. He'll be back in the card Indy. I'm sure his PR team is having a nightmare right now with interview requests and whatnot. I'm sure Pit Road at Indy for Amarole and probably the media bullpen this week at Nashville for Bubba are going to be hectic because, you know, that's just how it is. We'll see, you know, those conversations next week in Chicago. Maybe, maybe I'll ask Bubba about that. I don't know. But it's certainly interesting when you consider that this was a rumor and this rumor ended up being true. I don't know. The team did view Amarole as the instigator. I don't remember if I said that or not, but that is according to sources, according to Bianchi, the Athletic, that is kind of the deal. Amarole, the instigator. So let's move on. Let's talk about happier things like the NASCAR Xfinity Series race at Nashville. AJ Allmendinger, your defending winner. This race is the Tennessee Lottery 250, 250 miles, I believe 167 laps. I think that's right. Maybe it's 180. I'm not exactly sure. I'll be completely honest with you. First thing we got to do, take a look at that wonderful, wonderful entry list. Chad Fincham, Tennessee native, I know. He's running both races, doing some double duty, running Xfinity and Cup. This weekend, Ty Gibbs in the 19, John Hunter Nemechek in that 20 car, which, you know, has already been a hot topic of discussion this morning. Tyler Reddick in the number 26. Looking down here, Noah Gregson in the 30, ran that Charlotte race. For Rhett Jones Racing, if you don't know, they're the team that Frankie Muniz ran ARCA full-time with in 2023. You got Logan Bearden in the 35 car. Looking down here, who else? Jade Buford in the 74. Carson Quapel in the 88. I don't think he was originally scheduled to run this race, but he is. Ross Chastain in that 92 for DGM. So 39 cars going for, is it 38 spots, 36 spots? I know at least one driver is going to go home. I think at least one, maybe three are going to go home. So we'll see who those guys are. Let's take a look at that schedule here on a beautiful Thursday morning. Looking at the Xfinity Series weekend schedule. Practice for them, everything taking place on Saturday. Practice noon Eastern, USA Network, the NBC Sports app. Qualifying at USA Network in the NBC Sports app. And the race itself, 5 p.m. Eastern, the Tennessee Lottery 250, USA Network, the NBC Sports app, PRN, and SiriusXM. NASCAR Radio. My apologies. I meant to put the standings into StreamYard, and I forgot to do that. I apologize. Let's look at these standings. Cole Custer leads Chandler Smith by 15 points in the regular season. Playoff-wise, Smith 2 wins, Hill 2 wins, Mayer 2 wins, SVG 2 wins, Allgaier and Love with a win apiece. So 12 drivers make the playoffs, still 6 spots open. Custer plus 205, Creed plus 100, Herbst plus 94, AJ Allmendinger plus 59, Parker Kligerman plus 52, Sammy Smith currently the last man in plus 31. First man out, Ryan Sieg minus 31. Then you have Anthony Alfredo minus 71, Brendan Jones minus 82, Brennan Poole minus 122 in 16th. Retzlaff, Williams, Clements, Honeyman, the top 20. I'd say everybody maybe down from Alfredo has to win. We still got 10 races left in the regular season, though, so we will have to wait and see. All right, and moving on to the segment of this show where I'm going to be made to look like a fool. It's time for me to make my pick for who's going to win this weekend's Tennessee Lottery 250 race. What is it, 17 of the Xfinity Series season? They have 33, so after this race, they'll be halfway home in the 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series season. 10 races left in the regular season, getting down to crunch time. See who's going to make the playoffs. Guys trying to build up playoff points. We saw on that grid there's 4 guys with 2 wins. I think that number is going to be elevated to 5. Give me Justin Allgaier. I think I picked him at Phoenix and he lost. I think I picked him at Charlotte too and he lost. He won at Darlington. This is a track. It's the exact same length as Darlington, right? Like a mile and a third. Completely different otherwise. But this is just a track that I feel like Allgaier's good at. Where does he shine? I mean, he's pretty darn good everywhere, but especially the intermediates. Charlotte, Darlington. Nashville is one of those intermediates. I think he's going to win. So give me Justin Allgaier to win the Tennessee Lottery 250 this weekend. That's all I have. Cup pre-race show tomorrow, and then Truck Post, Xfinity Post Saturday, Cup Post Sunday with Emily, and then we'll move on to the Chicago Street Race, where I will be attending as media. So I'll be at the Xfinity Street Race next Saturday in Chi-Town. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, share. Follow us on X at BTYL Pod. Subscribe on YouTube at Below the Line, and on which podcast platforms too at Below the Line. My name is Samuel Stubbs from Below the Line. I'll see you guys later. Goodbye.